100 kilometers was an adequate safety margin, Norton had decided. Rama was now a huge black rectangle, exactly broadside on, eclipsing the sun. He had used this opportunity to fly Endeavour completely into shadow, so that the load could be taken off the ship's cooling systems and some overdue maintenance could be carried out. Rama's protective cone of darkness might disappear at any moment, and he intended to make as much use of it as he could. Rama was still turning. It had now swung through almost 15 degrees, and it was impossible to believe that some major orbit change was not imminent. On the United Planets, excitement had now reached a pitch of hysteria, but only a faint echo of this came to Endeavour. Physically and emotionally, her crew was exhausted. Apart from a skeleton watch, everyone had slept for 12 hours after takeoff from the North Polar base. On doctor's orders, Norton himself had used electrosedation. Even so, he had dreamed that he was climbing an infinite stairway. The second day back on ship, everything had almost returned to normal. The exploration of Rama already seemed part of another life. Norton started to deal with the accumulated office work and to make plans for the future. But he refused the requests for interviews that had somehow managed to insinuate themselves into the survey and even Space Guard radio circuits. There were no messages from Mercury, and the UP General Assembly had adjourned its session, though it was ready to meet again at an hour's notice. Norton was having his first good night's sleep, 30 hours after leaving Rama, when he was rudely shaken back to consciousness. He cursed groggily, opened a bleary eye at Carl Mercer, and then, like any good commander, was instantly wide awake. "It stopped turning?"
"Yes, steady as a rock."
"Let's go to the bridge." The whole ship was awake. Even the simps knew that something was afoot and made anxious meeping noises until Sergeant MacAndrews reassured them with swift hand signals. Yet, as Norton slipped into his chair and fastened the restraints round his waist, he wondered if this might be yet another false alarm. Rama was now foreshortened into a stubby cylinder, and the searing rim of the sun had peaked over one edge. Norton jockeyed Endeavour gently back into the umbra of the artificial eclipse, and saw the pearly splendor of the corona reappear across a background of the brighter stars.